Finally, this hour, we take note of an ordinance in the town of Brattleboro, Vermont, which has turned into a story that people there have had a hard time covering up.
A friend of a friend saw an article on the front page of, I think, a Jerusalem newspaper while they were in an airport in Rome, Italy, about Brattleboro and nudity in Brattleboro. And just the fact that the media attention has gone global is kind of novel for our little town.
That's Mark Nunziata, who manages Mocha Joe's Roasting Company in Brattleboro. His shop is downtown, so he's had a front row seat for the town's battle over bearing it all in public. The state of Vermont has no laws limiting public nudity, but many towns and cities have passed their own laws banning it. Brattleboro passed an emergency ordinance to that effect last month after a group of local teenagers began taking advantage of the warm weather in downtown parking lots, wearing only their birthday suits. Brattleboro resident Michael Gauthier collected signatures in support of making that law banning public nudity permanent.
I'm not a prude, and I don't have a problem with being nude in certain areas. If somebody wants to sunbathe nude in their own backyard where they're away from the public, I don't have a problem with that. My problem is that as a taxpaying voter in this town, I feel that I have the right, and my children have the right, to be able to walk down Main Street, Brattleboro, without being confronted with somebody that's nude.
Well, last night, the matter went back before the town selectmen, and despite Gauthier's 967 signatures, modesty did not prevail. The panel voted down the permanent ordinance, which means next month, people in Brattleboro go back to the buff, if the mood strikes them, of course.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.